So yep. What have you found?
So look, what we've found in this compliance with what we call meat targets, which is a time-based target looking at how well and how effectively and efficiently the hospital system works, actually leads to an improvement in patients' morbidity and mortality. Previous studies done about 10 years ago, across not only Australia but internationally, have really linked overcrowded and busy emergency departments and what we call access block, or the inability to admit a patient out of the emergency department onto the wards, has shown have been associated with an increase in patient mortality. So bring a patient into a very busy, overcrowded environment, and patient outcomes are worse. So it seems to make sense. So on the back of those studies 10 years ago, we introduced what we call NEAT, or the National Emergency Access Target, which is a target based around trying to get patients through the emergency department within a four-hour timeline. And the idea was to provide sort of system change and resources and staffing to enable, you know, emergency departments and hospitals to improve the way they deliver their care to make it more effective and more efficient. And what we're showing in this study is that as hospitals improve their compliance with this time-based target, so as their systems get better and as their care gets better, you actually see an improvement in patient morbidity and mortality. So getting patients through the emergency department and into the hospital beds where they can have their ongoing care actually improves, has a significant effect on patient mortality. The interesting thing is, though, is one of the issues that has arisen in this study, it shows that there's what we call a bit of a sweet spot, I suppose. If we can get, three out of five, or about 70%, somewhere between 65 and 70% of our patients admitted within that four-hour timeline, it actually has a very sort of peak effect on patient mortality, but it does show that if we push the system too hard and try too much to try and get patients through the system, that it can actually then start to have an adverse effect. So it gives us a good idea about where we need to sit in the Australian context about where our goal should be around these time-based targets that we have for emergency and hospital admissions.
So just to clarify, when you say time-based target, you're not talking about getting people out of the emergency department. You're talking about having them diagnosed and into the hospital.
Yeah, so there's two aspects to this. So there's one as we look at discharge patients. So that time-based target was really an overall target, looking at patients who are either admitted, discharged or transferred to another facility. But what this study has done is broken it down into two groups, so those that are admitted and those that are discharged. And they've come up with a number, sort of an overall number, to take in both admitted and discharged patients. But really the key driver, the key thing that, you know, we're interested in as emergency physicians and from the College of Emergency Medicine's perspective, is that admitted target, because we've always really advocated the biggest challenge for the hospital system is actually looking at that admitted group. And certainly if you look overall performance of the hospital system in relation to the admitted patient group, there's still a fair bit of work to do. So not many hospitals across the Australian or New Zealand system actually reach a very high level of performance when it comes to admitting patients into the hospital. And that's the key for us, is really to make sure that those patients who need ongoing care within the hospital system actually get access to that care in a timely manner. An example would be, you know, a patient with a fractured hip, for example, spending 12 hours in the emergency department doesn't actually do any favours for that patient and actually would contribute to her or him becoming more unwell, whereas getting that patient onto the wards where the specialist team can look after the patient and facilitate an operation would actually be good for the patient. So a lot of this, to most people, is just common sense stuff. But this really helps support the argument that we've always, or the discussion, the point we've always pushed is that, you know, having a hospital system that has the ability and the capacity to admit patients to the wards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year is one of the key drivers to improving patient care.
We've got an election coming up and we're seeing lots of announcements about healthcare and hospital funding. Are you hoping that these findings will have any impact on that?
Look, absolutely. We're really, you know, strongly advocate that this becomes, you know, one of the key issues, I think, in the health debate. Initially, a number of years ago, there was a drive from the federal health minister to advocate this what we call the National Emergency Access Target, and there was a federal target that was driven through the states. And that, unfortunately, has now dissipated, so there seems to be a lot less focus on emergency department overcrowding and hospital overcrowding. This study really does highlight that this is an ongoing problem, and really does highlight the fact that we do need to ensure that our hospitals and our emergency departments within those hospitals do have the facilities to be able to operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, you know, from our point of view, we would strongly advocate that this becomes, you know, one of the key election issues.
Thanks for your time today, Simon.
No worries. Thank you very much.